This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
10 past the hour. This is this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Normally we go through the charts for the week, the people who are on the list. We will do that. Last week's approach was pretty much silly, but it was a fun run-through of things that were going on. It was the 4th of July weekend. This week, exactly the opposite. But I'm not going to start where you expect me to start. I'm going to go to the passing of a guy who was very much a part of the world of talkers, the world of talk radio, a guy who had a big, big, big booming voice and a big booming personality. Pretty much his entire career, Michael, as I recall, was spent in Baltimore. A guy who had a great face. He was a character. He was he was actually pretty predictable. I went on a couple of trips with him, radio trips to various places. And as a matter of fact, I think he went on that trip to Israel with us, wasn't he?
Not on the trip that you and I
went on. Not that you and I did, but he did go. I was on a trip with him. So I know you have published a statement in Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. And I thought we ought to give some moments here at the beginning of the program to Tom Maher.
No question about it. One of the great broadcasters in talk radio. Also sports talk. He started his career as a play-by-play announcer for the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I had known him for years and didn't realize he had done that prior to my knowing him.
Really?
Yeah. He was a conservative. He was. Yeah. We used to call him back in the days when talk radio was very sensational.
Yeah.
In the 90s. We called him part of the Baltimore Bombers. He and Les Kinsolving were both on the same station.
Yeah, on that same station.
And they were scary as a team for a while.
They were. Kinsolving, my God. Is he still alive?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. Yeah.
My God, what a character. But Maher was just like the bravado of his presentation. It was, when you realize this guy spent his entire career in the same city, which is pretty difficult.
he's definitely a legend in Baltimore. But he also would fill in occasionally for Mark Levin.
Yeah.
And had a national presence. We just saw him recently at our Talkers Conference, and I saw him even more recently at the Hold Their Feet to the Fire Conference in Washington, D.C. just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. As a matter of fact, he handed me to bring to New York to my friends at the Broadcasters Foundation a $1,000 check. He made a donation to help his fellow broadcasters in need. Isn't that interesting?
In case
they would be stricken by acute illness.
Yep.
There's a foundation in our industry, folks, called the Broadcasters Foundation of America, where they take care of broadcasters who come upon hard times, usually because of catastrophic illness.
Mm-hmm.
And he was complaining to me about his back, that he had a bad back. And he was having elective surgery to alleviate the back problem, and the report is that complications from that surgery led to a stroke on July 3rd, and yesterday he passed away.
Yep.
Leaving a lot of people shocked. 73 years old and a young 73.
Yeah. He was a character. He really was in many different ways. But he was he was noisy, but you knew behind the noise was a decent guy.
Very decent guy, family man, 10 grandchildren.
Yeah, I love talking about his grandkids.
Loved in Baltimore, loved at his station, and we mourn his passing.
Yep, so that's something that we put out there because I think it's appropriate. This program is about the world of news talk radio, and Maher had a significant role to play for decades in the news talk radio world and has been, if you go to Talkers Magazine, go to talkers.com, just put in Tom Maher's name. Not only will the story of his passing be there, but many other stories that relate to his...
A member of the Heavy 100.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
For years.
Yep. Years and years and years. All right, so we have that taken care of. Then we have the sad reality of the week that it was, and where in the world this country is going.
Lousy week.
Just this week sucks.
Yeah, it's a stinky week.
So let's go through the stories and the people.
We got time to do the 10?
Yeah, let's do the top 10 stories here.
I'll go quick. That's number 10, we have the Rio Olympics and troubles with Rio and with Brazil. They have a mess down there. And Major League Baseball.
Can you imagine,
action,
just as an aside, just imagine, the police, most of this week is going to be discussing police and stuff, most of the stuff on the countdown. The police, who aren't being paid, are going and protesting at the airport. They have 24-hour vigils and lines, and they're walking around the airport with signs saying, "Welcome to hell."
Isn't that lovely?
This is the police in Rio.
You know what's so sad about Brazil is that just a few years ago it was looked at as an emerging miracle.
Yes, it was a great
country. it was based on political corruption and basically BS.
Yeah.
The people down there were delusional about it. They fooled the public. And, you know, the people in Brazil are compared to the people in the U.S., they're basically a peaceful people.
Yeah.
They're not contentious.
Simple.
And I don't mean that to be a pejorative.
No.
They're just not as
aggressive.
Prone to aggression as Americans are. Mm-hmm. So you have to understand the nature of the Brazilian people is they go along to get along.
That, but the police protesting like that shows you how bad it is.
It's terrible.
Given what Michael just said.
Yeah, my sister lives there for the last 30 years in Copacabana, right in the middle of it all. She gives me daily reports from her window looking out at the beach and the boardwalk. It is really disgusting what's going on in Brazil. And I'll tell you, without turning this into a symposium on Brazil, the one word that sums up where all their troubles come from is corruption.
Yep. Corruption. You look at our government, how corrupt it is. We can
well,
get on.
That's the point. We have a lot to learn from that. All right, real quick. Should we take a break or should we
keep going? Let's pause for a minute and then we'll just keep going with our list and
have
a few other anecdotal things to work around here. 14 past the hour on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine.
John and Bert Jacobs co-founded the Life is Good Company, a positive lifestyle brand dedicated to spreading the power of optimism, and they want to hear your story. Here's John.
Early on, we were inspired by stories from people facing great adversity. They illustrated that optimism is at its most powerful in the hardest times. Today, we're launching a nationwide search for heroes of optimism, everyday heroes that help people focus on the good.
Honor your hero at lifeisgood.com/heroes, and they'll give a dollar to help kids in need. Road trips? Lauren Fix, the car coach, says plan smart.
Give the car a checkup. It only takes a penny and a pressure gauge to check tire treads and pressure. The Michelin Pilot Sport All Season 3 Plus delivers true ultra-high performance and superior wet and dry braking.
Then clean your engine.
Techron Concentrate Plus Complete Fuel System Cleaner removes impurities from gasoline. The results boost engine performance and fuel economy in just one tankful.
More at videopump.tv and laurenfix.com.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick Pedestal Washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son. And so, I don't know if you know about toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day. So it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick Pedestal Washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day, too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home. And it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Talk radio countdown. 17 after the hour. This is the weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio from the mind and the work done at Talkers Magazine. You can find Talkers, all the lists of things at talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher. We're going through the stories. We had a sidebar on the Rio Olympics, which is at 10, so let's keep going, Michael.
All right, we have U.S. immigration policy at 9, U.S.-Russia military tensions at 8, at number 7, the aftermath of Brexit. We have the war against Islamic State, ISIS, at 6. Number 5 is the U.K.-Iraq war report. That's interesting. And number 4, the Baton Rouge and Minneapolis police shootings. At number 3, the snipers killed 5 cops in Dallas. At number 2, the presidential race. And number 1, Hillary Clinton's email case. And the people that are most talked about this week at 10 is Vladimir Putin, Paul Ryan at 9, number 8, Theresa May, and Tony Blair is at 7. Loretta Lynch is at 6. Number 5, Bill Clinton. Number 4, James Comey. Number 3, Donald Trump. Number 2, Barack Obama. And number 1, Hillary Clinton. There you go.
All right, so I just, as you were going through the list, wrote two things down. One word was corruption, the other was leadership. And I'll bring you back to an hour of my Good Day program after this event in Dallas, the snipers, and the conversation about it. I went on the air, started an hour, and I was so flummoxed by it. I said, you know, my heart's not really in this. I think I'm going to leave it to the two ladies, Jennifer and Victoria, who are on with me, and I'm going to take the rest of the morning to myself, put myself in a place where I can think about these things, because I tend to be a little sensitive, maybe too sensitive sometimes, some people think. These things, as they continue to happen, and we continue to talk about them, and we continue to acknowledge what the problem is, and we continue to do nothing about it. It's so frustrating, paralyzing, almost. I mean, I've been on the air a long time, Michael, as you know, and there isn't much that shuts me down. But the more of this stuff, every single day this week, my God, somebody else is getting killed. Last year, there were 990 people shot by the police in various circumstances. Did they all deserve it? I don't know if that's the question, but they all had a problem. And the police saw it, the police involved in the cases saw it as the way to fix the problem was to shoot and kill the people who were involved. In some circumstances, they were 100% correct in the actions they took. In some cases, they're 100% wrong in the action they took. But no matter what, the news media takes these stories and blasts them. Look at the New York Daily News, the way they handled it. It just, everything is a cartoon. And it's the, oh, my God, look at this, and the world's coming to an end. And so people think of it in those terms. And I think when we come back in a moment or two, let's talk about why do we not have good police officers, assuming that not every police officer is good, and I think that's a correct assumption. But there are a lot of great ones. So why don't they have good leadership? What's wrong with the story? You used an example from Brazil that I think may be a good way for us to jump off in this conversation in this country. It's 21 minutes after the hour.
We use mobile devices. devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Funny, 3 minutes after the hour, Talk Radio Review, the hot hits of Talk Radio. News Talk Radio is the focus. Michael Harrison, for a long time, has been the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Check it out at talkers.com. The lists, the charts, if you will, for the week of July 4th to the 8th, first full week of the month of July, top heavy with bad news, which brings us around. I mean, look at the shootings earlier in the week and then the snipers late in the week. And what this all leads us to, is it a lack of leadership? Is it a lack of understanding? Is it a lack of interest? I say that you need to look in the mirror to see where the responsible parties are. Michael, what say you?
To a large extent, yeah. It's a deep-seated problem in the human spirit. We have to look inside ourselves before we can start.
What does that mean, the human spirit? How would you characterize your spirit?
I believe, you know, I don't want to get spacey on you, but there's a collective consciousness. Cultures grow out of collective consciousness. Mm-hmm. Each person in a society is a cell in the bigger body of the society. We're all to blame. These cultural collective concepts, these zeitgeist, if you will, the mood of the public, the perception of reality that most of us share, is something that comes within. It grows from within us, and I'm not saying spiritual. I'm just saying it's not just tangible.
Whatever
you want to call it. I'm being careful with my words.
Why do you feel like you have to be careful? Because somebody religionist baloney.
Because
say
religion,
what's on your mind.
Religion is also full of a lot of this.
Religion is the cause of most of this.
Right. So people immediately think if you're talking about the human spirit or you're talking about consciousness,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about
some
heart,
people.
How people yeah. feel, mm-hmm. a higher power, ethics, integrity. Mm-hmm. They immediately turn that into organized religion. And
I don't, because I have the same basic spiritual beliefs. You and I actually never talk about our beliefs, but we're pretty much cut out of the same cloth. I think organized religion is anathema and mostly responsible for 75%, if not 80% of the problems we have in the world today.
And yet by saying that, by what you just said in a public forum, there's got to be at least 50 to 60% of the people listening are going to go, oh, he's an atheist.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I believe in God.
Go explain that. You see, what's happened is organized religion has co-opted ownership of God. And that is the cause. That's the tool it uses to control people's fears.
Pretty much like the Republican and Democrats have co-opted government.
Well, big business, big religion, big media.
Big ag. Yeah.
Well, that's part of big business.
Yeah.
Big business, big government, and big religion, and big media are tremendously responsible for the problems facing the individual today.
I had an argument. Pauline Frommer, from the Frommer family, the travel guides people, have great service for years and years. She and her father done fabulous jobs. She and I got into an argument on the air about the TSA, and she says the biggest problem is they don't get paid enough. I say the biggest problem is there's no leadership, there's no management. Maybe it's a combination of the two things, but in the meantime, there's the best example that's right in front of our eyes. Congress says, you're doing such a terrible job, we're not going to give you any more money. Okay, so what do? They start create a pool of money so you can get into the TSA pre-what's-this-line, and you pay $85 for that.
The TSA is largely cosmetic to give people the feeling that something is being done.
Right. Yeah. Now she would agree.
After the break, let's remember you were talking about the question of why do we have problems with policing? You know, there are good cops, bad cops. Yeah. Let's get back to
authority.
That.
I think that we need to get to the role of authority in our world, in our society. Yes, leadership and authority. 28 minutes, and you can roll it up to the number one and two stories of the presidential race. 28 past the hour on this week's review of.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Now 34 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the
Talk Radio Coast to Coast.
I think it's the first time I've been around this radio.
Wow, that was impressive.
How about that? The world of News Talk Radio, that reminds me of so many days, and it has to you as well as former jock. You hit the post.
Yeah.
And for the audience, you want to explain what the post is?
Everybody place that sounds good when you finish talking like this, like the drum beat hits or
right.
or the jingle comes on or the right. the vocal starts singing at the beginning singing. Of the song.
Right, exactly.
You got to hit it just right. If you hit it too tightly, it doesn't sound good. It has to be like right on the beat.
Yep. Ba-ba-boom. Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of the beat, News Talk Radio is our beat. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. The week... awash in stories that are discouraging, disgusting. We were talking about corruption, its relationship to authority, that sort of thing, and who's responsible for all this. And that's where people fall down because people don't want to take. We've created a system, a state of nannies and wimps and people who don't want to take responsibility for anything. It's always, and the millennials are, frankly, whatever I risk by saying this is any worse than what I said about religion a few minutes ago. I have people that work on my farm. Most people know I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And I have people working on my farm, youngsters who are good kids, work hard. When something goes wrong, they never, ever take responsibility. It's always somebody else's fault, or they just refuse to take responsibility. They just say, oh, that's not my job. And I've noticed it more in the last year or so. These two kids, one of them is 34. The other one is 31. And they've grown up around here. They're really good kids. But when something breaks or they don't get it done, they always blame it on something else.
Well, first of all, the fact that you call 33-year-olds kids is a form of irresponsibility that you think of them as kids, because okay, the 33-year-old is at the prime of their maturity mm-hmm. and their adult life.
Mm. Okay,
I think
well,
of a kid, you know, is before, you know, before.
But when
you're
I was a kid at 30, you know, you're right. When I was a kid, when you were a kid,
when I was 33. I had a child. I was married for 10 years,
right.
And I
Man,
ran
yes,
businesses.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
So
me
I don't
too.
Know. I don't think of people at 30 in their 30s as kids.
This bunch, I do. Frankly, I disagree there. I think that these kids, they act like kids. They don't take responsibility for things that, and that's where we fall. Now, maybe they don't because we, as their adult parents or whatever, haven't taken responsibility either. And that's why it isn't their fault, to get down to brass tacks, that things are as much of a mess as they are. But the fact that they don't seem to want to outwardly do anything about it is what's problematic.
Well, we live in a society with a culture. I've said this many times. I sound like a broken record, but every time I say it, it seems to resonate. We seek victory as opposed to truth.
Yeah.
And one manifestation of that syndrome, one manifestation of that syndrome is not taking responsibility. In other words, you want to figure out a way to win and make yourself look good, or certainly not look bad.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. It's part of that culture. We see that with a lot of our politicians. They would rather lie and lie and lie rather than admit they were wrong. We do not see
that
people
in business,
taking
too.
Huh?
You see in business, you see it everywhere. Yeah. Parents, I mean, people, that's just what we've allowed to be created. People don't want to take responsibility.
Mm-hmm. When, in fact, a case could be made, if you look at it philosophically and you really tear away all the cultural trappings, we are to blame for all of our failures.
Of course we are.
If somebody does you wrong in business, blame yourself first for not seeing it coming, for not taking steps, for not being diligent. I always blame myself first. Some people think I do it too much.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't let people get off without taking the blame, too. But one would think, looking at our society, that everybody's innocent. Everybody's innocent. It's always somebody else for everything.
Well, the old adage, you're innocent until proven guilty, isn't maintained anymore.
I'm not talking about the justice system. I'm talking about personal relationships.
Yeah.
I'm talking about whether you have a relationship, a man and a woman.
Yep.
Whether it's boss-employee relationships. In other words, human relationships where there's always a degree of friction. There's always a degree of give and take. There's always a degree of responsibility to each other, to the truth,
yep,
to the team effort. And there's just a tremendous amount of lack of taking responsibility on the part in each and every person you encounter these days. And it's institutionalized in our bigger procedures, like politics, like business, like public relations departments, like damage control departments and corporations. Damage control. How do we put a positive spin on the fact that we just killed a bunch of people?
Yeah.
You know, legal departments. Don't say anything. We'll be sued.
Yeah.
Don't admit that we had poison in the food or
to spoil our image.
Right. Our brand. Mm-hmm. I mean, the preoccupation with the word brand. Anybody who's in business knows they're probably nodding their head going, yeah, I hear that term all the time. You've got to build your brand. And you have life coaches running around saying, even you as a person, as an individual, you have to have your own personal brand. You're not even a corporation. Soon we'll have a time where everybody will have their own logo.
Yeah.
And you know what branding really means? Superficiality. Branding means creating an image that's more important than the content of your package. It's more about the package than it is about the content.
How people perceive you rather than
who
they are.
Focus on the veneer.
Yep. Yep.
So that's absolutely. It's all part of the problem.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not my fault. It's yours.
Thank you. I'll do something about it. You're fired. Because you really caused the problem. I'll fix the problem by getting rid of you.
You and I are ragging on everybody for not taking responsibility.
Right.
We're blaming everybody else.
Yeah. Well, but no, we're doing the individual. We've sort of boiled it down to you, and you.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we boiled it down to. And then how do we inspire people to find... Right. I mean, look around. Donald Trump, running for president, says, well, if I get elected, somebody asked him, well, you can really serve? He says, I'll get back to you on that. It was funny, but... Yeah, Hillary Clinton, about to be... Well, she's not going to be indicted now because the Democrats took care of it. But are the Republicans going to let her think that she's scot-free over the 4 years if she's elected president? What do you think that relationship is? They're all smart. They'll get over it, but how smart are they?
Oh, they're real smart, aren't they?
Yeah, no, they aren't real smart.
No,
but
they're
then
really dumb.
We get
they're
what we deserve. We voted for these people.
And that's the point.
Yes.
And then it comes down to the educational system.
All right, but now let's go one step further. The people who were out protesting peacefully the deaths of those men earlier in the week, they were peacefully demonstrating. The police were doing their job by all accounts. The group was peaceful. And then the snipers up on the hill who start taking out the police, why are they doing that? Why are they taking out the police? This was a well-orchestrated, well-thought-out plan that these four people had, or five people, however many they were. And so they were taking responsibility for their feeling. They were angry at the police. So let's shoot as many as we can. That's their way of fixing the problem. Shoot the police. So what do you do? We could, how do we criticize them other than for what they did, the results of what they did? But they took action. They didn't lay around and blame somebody else. They went forth and shot.
Yeah, they went to war. They became terrorists.
Yeah, they were. They were terrorists.
You know, we're so focused on international terrorism that we don't realize that terrorism is something that is not a monopoly of any one religion or one region of the world.
Thank you. So those people, for their trouble, will all get the death penalty. They'll get a swift trial. And I guarantee you, because it's Texas, they're not going to be sitting around long.
Well, they certainly have not solved the problem. They're adding to the problem.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Violent reaction is only further creates the chaos that leads to more trouble. Mm. It's very hard to be a peacemaker when people start losing their tempers.
Right. There's no peace involved. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, the lists, we love lists. This program is all about lists, and in this circumstance, we have two compelling lists that occupy the 2 hours every week. People on the list this week, Vladimir Putin, Bad Vlad, number 10, Paul Ryan, Congressman, Speaker of the House, number 9, Theresa May, maybe the next Prime Minister of England, number 8, Tony Blair, former Prime Minister, number 7, Loretta Lynch, and her workings in Washington at number 6, Bill Clinton's shenanigans, number 5, James Comey and his approach to Hillary Clinton's problems, number 4, Donald Trump and his approach to the nation's problems at number 3, Barack Obama and his approach handling the present and the future, number 2, and Hillary Clinton is at the top of the list because of the email case. Do you agree with that list? I don't, but I didn't put it together. The folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com did.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
John and Bert Jacobs co-founded the Life is Good Company, a positive lifestyle brand dedicated to spreading the power of optimism, and they want to hear your story. Here's John.
Early on, we were inspired by stories from people facing great adversity. They illustrated that optimism is at its most powerful in the hardest times. Today, we're launching a nationwide search for heroes of optimism, everyday heroes that help people focus on the good.
Honor your hero at lifeisgood.com/heroes, and they'll give a dollar to help kids in need. Road trips? Lauren Fix, the car coach, says plan smart.
Give the car a checkup. It only takes a penny and a pressure gauge to check tire treads and pressure. The Michelin Pilot Sport All Season 3 Plus delivers true ultra-high performance and superior wet and dry braking.
Then clean your engine.
Techron Concentrate Plus Complete Fuel System Cleaner removes impurities from gasoline. The results boost engine performance and fuel economy in just one tankful.
More at videopump.tv and laurenfix.com.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son. And so, I don't know if you know about toddlers, they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day. So it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day, too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
All right, let's get to the story side, the hot hits, the tubular tags, if you will, from the world of Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison puts this list together with Kevin Casey and his staff every week. Number 10, the situation in Rio de Janeiro with the Olympics. What a mess. Number 9, speaking of messes, U.S. immigration policy. Number 8, another mess, relationships between the United States and Russia. Number 7, another mess. Wait a minute, there's a thread here. The aftermath of the vote to exit the European Union in Britain. Number 6, another mess, Daesh. Number 5, is Boeing going to get to sell jets to the Iraqis or not? The Republicans say not so fast. Number 4, the shootings this week, and then the sniper killings of the police. Number 3, presidential race. Number 2, and the email case, Mrs. Clinton's email case. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who has an interview this week. If you're remembering what there is about Michael is unique, other than the fact that he has his hands around the talk radio world. He creates a podcast every week called Up Close and Personal. Not Up Close and Personal. I do that again. Up Close and Far Out. I say Up Close and Personal every single time.
Yeah, and Up Close and Personal is kind of a cliche. Up Close and Far Out is kind of a quirky twist.
Yeah, right. But you talk to a radio station manager. I don't remember you having done that before. Mm-hmm. So the people who are members of our group can hear, and by the way, go get this stuff. You don't have to be a member of the group. Just go to talkers.com and see what's there. You can go to upcloseandfarout.com and listen to this conversation with this manager of talk radio stations and sports stations and stuff.
And music stations.
Music stations as well. Yeah, right.
Yeah, this guy is running a major group.
Yeah.
And the Boston Red Sox radio network.
Yep.
So he's a major figure.
Player. Yeah.
He's a major player, not one of the top guys. He's one of the middle guys.
Yeah.
But a middle guy that has a lot of influence. But more importantly, he's a good conversationalist about the media. And that's what the podcast is about. You know, my target audience, I call them media freaks. There are a lot of people out there, the people that listen to this show,
right?
For example, about the media, who just love media and pop culture, any aspect of it, from a media perspective. And that's what the podcast is about.
Well, in this circumstance, you get some insight. Those of you who really love and want to support radio understand what it's all about, maybe a little more about where it's going from this guy who's running a major market group in a major market. That's, you know, the bottom line. But there's so many other great things there to think about. The world is full of thoughts. So to go back to what Michael was saying in the few seconds that we have remaining, this is not a show. We're not here to preach. We're not here. We're here, a couple of working journeyman guys in the world of talk radio that see, it's sort of like a Ted Kennedy. Remember that when he said about his brother Jack, he saw wrong and he sought to right it. And that's kind of what we do. We take our twist on the things that are going on, and this is how to approach them. And so today's lesson is look in the mirror. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. It's 50 minutes past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, this time we have the legal expertise at this moment of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law. Professor at Bentley College, teaches the law. And do you have specific courses? When I say you're a professor of law, there are so many different segments of the law. How is it that the coursework is decided? What courses do you offer? What do people expect to get from your classes? And how are you? I mean, there have got to be a bunch because this is a well-known school.
Yeah, I teach graduate students and undergraduates. So during the summer, actually, I'm teaching a gifts, trust, and estates class, which is essentially estate planning and probate. But I also teach undergraduates. I teach a white-collar crime class and also sports law, entertainment law, media law. So I've got a pretty wide area that I teach in.
Wow, I'm impressed. No, I knew that all along. Also, now Steve has a website, scamaside.com, which also is aimed at helping a lot of people through, for example, the Wendy's thing. Let's spend a minute. Yeah. This is a legal deal and credit card deal and all this. So Wendy's in January says that the people who have been using cash cards or not credit cards, but the cards that are tied to your bank account. And so these cards are being used, the debit cards, to pay for a $6 hamburger or whatever it is. And apparently instead of thousands, tens of thousands, it could be millions of people that use the card to pay for their hamburger. And so what's in jeopardy? What's at stake here?
Well, actually, you know, once again, sadly, it's not as bad as you think. It's actually worse. credit cards and debit cards. And in my July 8th scam of the day, I talk about the Wendy's data breach on scamaside.com. And the reason I mention that is there is a link on there that if you have been a customer of Wendy's in the past year, you can click on this, and it'll take you to Wendy's. You can put in the information of the state and city and town in which you went to a Wendy's, and you can find out if your card's affected. It also gives you the telephone number to be able to get credit monitoring. But here's where I say it's worse. Wendy's, it was found out, was hacked, their credit card and debit card processing equipment. And while they were studying it, they found an entirely new hacking. So they've been hacked a couple of times. They're also one of the companies that hasn't switched over to those chip EMV cards. And if they had had those, these hacks wouldn't have occurred. So it's pretty interesting. There's even a class action against Wendy's on behalf of customers who are victims of identity theft, saying that they should have done a better job of protecting their security.
Yeah, there you go. Another great day for the lawyers. Class action lawsuits. We love them. Let's go get them.
Yeah, right. Who's going to win?
I know. So Hillary Clinton and the email case, Justice Department, people say, oh, gee, really? Is there any unexpected consequence here to all this hoopla this week?
No, you know, it's kind of interesting because I haven't been a big fan of the media and the coverage of this. And I was lucky enough to be actually driving a couple of hours in my car yesterday on the way to school and getting to listen to a couple of hours of testimony of James Comey, who I think is, there are a lot of public servants I don't have very high opinions of, but he I have a tremendously high opinion of. And I thought he did a really great job of cutting through the various partisanship and explaining that, frankly, yes, what Hillary Clinton did was wrong, but it was not a violation of the law. To prosecute her, as he put it, would have gone against 40 years of precedence. There was no basis for either a misdemeanor or a felony violation. If he had charged her, he actually would have been charging her because she was Hillary Clinton. She didn't get off because she was Hillary Clinton. And it's not to say that she wasn't careless. She was. But it doesn't amount to a criminal violation there. And I thought he did a great job of defending himself.
All right. Quick overview of the what happens to the cop killers in Dallas. That's a quickie. They're going because it's Texas. And it won't take long to dispatch these guys. But they must have known what they were in for.
Just a horrible situation here. It's horrible in the way that some police, as we've seen this week, have been acting improperly with African-American defendants, and it is equally horrible how some people with, and it appeared to be automatic weapons again, attacking the police who are just out there doing their job.
In this case, not doing anything except their job. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.